You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The phrase "in and of itself" is, in itself, the source of some concern about redundancy.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Good morning. Here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Kurzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
So, Ann, a couple of months ago, we did a grammar night in Grand Rapids, which was a lot of fun. And the very first question that we got had to do with this phrase. Do you remember?
I do. Grammar night was such a blast. And the very first question, in and of itself, which I had given no thought to until our listener asked this question, and our listener was pointing out that he felt this was redundant. Why do you need in and of itself when you could just say in itself? Fair enough. Do you think you use the expression in and of itself?
I probably do, but I can't really think of the context that I would use it in.
Well, here's an example. Something like, I think that generosity is a good in and of itself, but it also makes you happier.
So on its own, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
but, I can see
you
that.
Know, it's a good in and of itself. It doesn't need to do anything more than that. Now, it was fascinating to me to look into this. I think there's a reason that our listener has become very aware of in and of itself, which is that it is on the rise. The phrase has been around at least since the 18th century, but since the middle of the 20th century, it has seen a dramatic increase, which is why it's probably suddenly coming onto the radar as, wait a minute, do we really need this phrase? You already have in itself, which is also old in English. It is declining a little bit in use, but is still much more popular than in and of itself. Let's take apart this phrase. We've got two parts, in itself and of itself. And if you look at the history of these, there is arguably a difference in the meaning. Here's what we mean. If you think about in itself, it is in something's nature, in its essence, that generosity in itself, by the very definition of it. Of itself historically has meant by one's own will or impetus without instigation of others, that you're doing something of your own will. And here are a couple of examples. 1607, we got some animals here. 1607, when an ox or a cow in ancient time did die of themselves.
On their own. It's not like someone shot them or something.
Right. That this was of their own volition seems a little weird there. But here's another one from 1707. The goats would many of them come of themselves to be milked.
It was just in their nature to get milked?
Well, no one prodded them. They would come of their
own. On their own. Yeah. Well, okay.
What we then have in and of itself is that in itself and of itself have gotten combined together. One argument is that's redundant. I'm actually going to go with the other argument, which is it's emphatic that you're saying this is in and of itself, in its essence, and without any other factors, this is what it is, in and of itself. Now, an interesting question is in some of these, whether you need a preposition at all. Let me give you an example. The idea that speaking to Russia is in itself a crime. So that seems pretty colloquial to me, but in fact, I think we could also do it without the preposition in at all. The idea that speaking to Russia is itself a crime. So if we wanted to worry about redundancy, we could look at those ones where you've got in itself and say, do you always need the in? There are times where the in feels more colloquial, and this is just a place where we have a lot of variation. You'll get itself by itself, you'll get in itself, and then emphatically you'll get in and of itself.
And emphasis in and of itself is not a crime.
And I think that's a really important point to remember, that sometimes we really do want to emphasize something.
And so that's what we do. Thanks so much, Ann.
Have a good one.
Ann Kurzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.